happiness is good health and a poor memory.
Poor memory.
Happiness is good health and a poor memory. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the thought for today. And the thought for today is happiness is good health and a poor memory. Now you say, what an interesting statement. Why would happiness be good health and a poor memory? Well, good health is what we have instant by instant. And a poor memory is what is always with us. When people have a good memory, they remember their poor health. They remember the unhappiness in their life. They remember the difficulties that they had in life. How many times or how much time do we spend remembering the happy times of our life? You say, well, actually none. Do you remember when you got married?
Mm-hmm.
No. Sylvie doesn't because she didn't get married. Ellen does because she did get married. And then Ellen says, now I remember when I got married. All right, Ellen, what is it that you remember about when you got married?
The day before or the day after?
Hey, don't go giving me any garbage. I said, do you remember your marriage?
Yes, I remember the marriage in the civil, in the...
Civil court?
Civil court.
In the courthouse,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there was a big feast already in my house. And then the next day in the church with the great... We had not a lot of people, but it was fun. It had nice music and the Alleluia of Handel was playing.
On the organ or on a cassette?
On a tape.
Uh-huh, good.
In the hotel it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, your church wedding was in a hotel, huh?
No, in the church it was all very, very simple. What? But I was so happy that everything was just fine.
Did the organ play in the church?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
See, not very impressive.
But I remember more
seeing
Elias in the car before, all nervous looking around, and I remember certain things very well.
Why was he so nervous?
Because he had to answer in the church in German. And his German wasn't all that good.
Well, what did he have to answer in German?
Well, he had to say yes and no.
Well, einen, zwei.
Yeah.
Ja, and nee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he do all right?
Yes.
Did you do all right?
Yes.
Why was it in German?
Because we married in Germany.
Well, I would think it would have been Latin.
No, I think at that time they had already the church service in German.
So, what is it that you remember? See, now what she remembers, she remembers Elias looking this way and that way, kind of nervous. She remembers that the music wasn't in the church. She remembers that the civil activity was... You see, what the good things that you really remember are very few. You remember the unhappy things of life. That's just the way our mind is set. We remember the things that give us a little bit of concern. And because we remember things that give us concern, we don't have things that are working harmoniously with us. We have things that are going against whatever is best. Now, I have Rex on his prayer chain here, and he is perfectly quiet and happy. And then the children come along and they want to play with him. Ingeborg comes along and she wants to throw the ball to him, and then he throws the ball to her, but she doesn't throw it back. So then he's looking at the ball and saying, why don't you throw it back? Now, Sylvia comes along and she says, oh, I'll wipe out your ears, I'll do this, I'll do that, you know. And he says, well, why do you stop? You know. So, when the children play with the children, interesting things happen. Happiness is good health and a poor memory. I remember that. When you can just, a second ago, you stubbed your toe. This second, you say, I'm whole and perfect. If you remember the second ago, stub your toe, then you feel a hurt. And that's not the thing to feel. That's not the condition to have. And that's just a second ago, but it's past. And you see, memory is always from things in the past. When we live in the now, when we live in the first person, present tense, positive now, then we don't have any unhappiness at all. We only have anticipation sometimes and happiness. What's the most unhappy thing that ever happened in your life, Ingeborg?
At the moment, I could not say what to say.
At the moment, you couldn't say what to say.
No.
Now, why is it you couldn't say what to say?
Because I don't think about.
Why don't you think about it?
It's unimportant.
Why is it unimportant?
Because I live in the now.
You live in the now. Now, why do you live in the now?
Because all time there is.
Because all time there is in the now. But why do you live in the now?
I like it.
Yes, that's excellent. I will tell you why you live in the now. You live in the now because you have trained yourself to live only in the now and not in the past and the future, right?
Yes.
You have trained yourself. This is the point I want to make. Mm-hmm. We train ourselves to live in the past. We train ourselves to live in the future. And we train ourselves to live in the present. Now, those who train themselves to live in the now are doing the most beautiful training they could do, because that's their good health. That's their harmonious attitudes toward themselves. That's everything, feeling good and feeling wonderful. Now, Ingeborg, how do you feel this minute?
Wonderful.
This second. Why? Ingeborg, you just burned your hand on the stove. You just got bit by the dog, and the roof fell in on you. Now, why are you saying you're wonderful?
Yes, I am.
See, she's forgotten all about those things. She forgot that the roof fell in on her. She forgot that the dog bit her. And she forgot what else?
The stove.
Oh, oh, you fell in the trap.
Well, it is not loud by now.
But you see, don't answer. these are just things to see how well trained you are. A teacher gives a child a test and says, all right, what is 2 times 2? And the kid says, are you so stupid, teacher, you don't know? Why do you ask me? You know, you're supposed to teach me. And, of course, the kid who says that is not a very courteous boy or girl, not only boys. I was looking at the makeup of the population of the United States, and it said that 19% of the boys are at the top of their class, and 20% of the girls are at the top of their class. Now, why is it that the boys and girls at the top of the class is about the same number? It's about the same number because those happy people who think positive thoughts, who live in the idea that they're brilliant, are everywhere and equal. Now, why is it that the other 80% are not doing it? Well, the 80% are doing it in their own way. You see, we always want to judge that the ATC scores and stuff. We always want to judge how other people are doing. When you see a child and he is brilliant, does he know how always to answer the test the way the teacher wants it? No. Why doesn't he know how to answer the test the way the teacher wants it? Because he's a unique individual. He's thinking of it in his own way. I know from my own experiences with students of the university, I'm giving a seminar, and I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in... I say it 100 times. And then I say, Ingeborg, how's everything?
All is in divine order.
See how well she passed the test? But I was talking to some other people, and they say, good, fine, happy. Now, all is in divine order. Now, Herb, why do you want us to say what you tell us to say? Why do you want us to say all is in divine order and not, hey, wonderful, fantastic, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Why don't you let us say those things too? Because that you can do on your own. When you're in class, I like to know that you got the message. All is in divine order. Now, what does all is in divine order mean? All is in divine order means that everything is in divine order. Now, here is another point. What is the statement you can make for yourself that points out your perfect health in the most ideal way?
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Now, you see, Sylvia has been with me now 3,000 years, and she finally got the message. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Before, she was saying, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is home perfect. I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. You see, and those are good too. But you see, when you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, you cover the waterfront. You cover the whole condition. Your spirit, your mind, and your body, all are perfect. Can you ever be unhappy with a statement like that? I live in my ideal spirit, mind. Your ideal. Do you know what your ideal spirit, mind, and body is? Your original purity and integrity?
No.
You have no idea. No, none of us do. But is it good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the thing that we really want to experience?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean that when we experience our ideal spirit, mind, and body, we no longer experience unhappiness?
Right.
Yep. When we experience our ideal spirit, mind, and body, does that mean we ever have memories that are sad? Nope. When we have our ideal spirit, mind, and body, are we living in the present moment, in the now? Yep. So you would think everyone would say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, they do. That's all I hear. And you see, that's all I allow people to say in my presence. Mm-hmm. Because this is who I am, and I would like to think that all my creation, which are you, are exactly on the same level, high level of spiritual illumination like I am. You see? Now, if I let you get away with saying anything differently, then I am not master of my world. Now you say, well, I got a right to think what I want to think. That's right. That's right. When you're away from me. When you're in my circle, you're going to think positive, beautiful thoughts about yourself all the time. This is why people find it difficult to come to the monastery. They say, well, Herb, you expect the best out of us all the time. How about that? Herb, you won't let us do anything bad. How about that? Herb, you require us to always be thinking positive, 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 positive. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. Herb, you're always expecting us to be whole and perfect all the time. Oh, you got a problem with that? You know? You're expecting us to be, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer for anything I want to know. Yeah, hey, that's cool too. You see, here we practice the principle. And if you're not practicing the principle, I get on your back and make you feel terrible. I say, hey, what do you mean by that? I don't feel good. Well, great. Would you like some poison to finish it off? Would you like a gun or a knife? You know, hey, what are you trying to do? Kill me? No, you are. By saying anything contrary to your highest good, you're trying to kill yourself. This is why people die. Because they have been saying things that are not to their highest and their best. Why do people say things that are not to their highest and their best? Because they feel sorry for themselves. Well, why do they feel sorry for themselves? Because they don't know who they are. I wish I were the queen. I wish I were the queen. I wish I were the... You are. You are. You don't want to live in memory that you could or wished that you were the queen. You want to live in the realization now you are the queen. How does the queen act? Are you acting like that? How does God act? Are you acting like that? How does a divine being act? Are you acting like that? How does a whole person, whole and perfect in every way, how does a whole person act, huh? Now, if you don't know how they act, you better get busy and find out, because that's who you're supposed to be. You're graduating from the university because you're graduating as a person who knows how it is, who knows what it's supposed to be. Now, what is your name?
God.
God. And why do you call yourself God?
Because that's all what is.
And if that's all that it is, then what else matters?
Right.
Right. So, right matters. I'm glad that if you got that squared away, Ellen, now that you know that, that right matters, that, that some beautiful things should come out of all this, I tell you. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Happiness is good health and a good memory.
That's right.
Happiness is good health and no memory.
No.
Living in the now. Living in the now. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Living in the now. You know, Eckhart Tolle wrote his books on the now, and he teaches the now.
You need some advertisement for Tolle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's got some good books there, but they are tough. They are real tough. They are so to the principle, and so to the, not only intellectual, but to the emotional plug that most people can't handle. A few people can, who are really dedicated to living in the now, but most people can't, and then they drop it. Now, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi taught transcendental meditation, a perfectly wonderful, beautiful, fantastic manner of meditating. And it was all the rage and the fad for many years in the 70s. And then it died away. Now, did it die away because it was not useful? Or did the application of it take people away from their unhappiness, take people away from feeling sorry for themselves? People, by and large, seem to indicate they like to be feel sorry for themselves. They like to feel that that's because they have a bad, they have a good memory. And we want them to have a poor memory. But they have a good memory of the problems that made their life unhappy, right?
Mm.
And how silly. How silly. Forget it. Forget it. What did Jesus say? Huh? He said, forgive. 70 times, 7 times. And people say, oh, we want to teach what Jesus Christ taught. We want to teach what Jesus taught. And I say, no, you don't. If you want to teach what Jesus taught, forget the past and live in the present. Now is the acceptable time for my good. We are living in that realization that now is the only time there is. And happiness is good health in the now. And according to our statement, a poor memory. In other words, we cannot remember the past. Sylvia, tell me all of the ugly things that happened in your life, all of the terrible things that made you unhappy, all the things that made you cry and that made you feel very sad about life. Tell me them, Sylvia, tell me. If Sylvia were to do that, she'd be reliving them right now. She would be re-experiencing them right now. She'd be having them right now, and she would not feel very nice at the time she got done thinking about them. It's so important to let go of the past. Just have a poor memory. I don't remember. You know, if people say, remember me, I was the kid behind you putting your hair in the inkwell. And you say, I don't remember you. I remember a guy who sat behind me, one of the most handsome boys in class. His name was John John. Oh, your name is John John. Oh, you're even more handsome than when you were a child. You are fantastic. You know, what happened to the guy? He forgets all about the inkwell. He forgets all about his naughtiness as a youngster, and he thinks of himself as a fantastic person in the now. You see? You're the fantastic guy. So, agreeing with your adversary quickly just withdraws all of the negativeness of them and makes it all positive. You guys are great. Have a wonderful morning, a wonderful noon, and a wonderful afternoon, and a wonderful evening, and a wonderful forever.
Yeah.
Because I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.